Hi, this is Nicholas Newport, and welcome to Lucidology 101, how to trick your body into falling asleep to quickly start having lots of OBEs and lucid dreams without using any visualizations. If you've ever tried to do OBEs or lucid dreams in the past, and you're left wondering if maybe there was some missing piece, or there's just some secret missing key, and if only you had that missing key, that things would be a lot easier. Well, here it is. Here is that missing key that I wish that I had had when I first started doing OBEs. Here in Lucidology 101 Part 7, we'll cover the timer method. This is a very powerful trick that allows you to cheat and easily trigger as many OBEs as you want. I've read dozens of books on OBEs and I've tested every single method I could find. There really is no other method that gives faster results than this. In fact, it's possible that you'll have your very first OBE the very first time you use this. That doesn't always happen, but quite a few people have written in to tell me that this was the secret that got them over the edge to start having frequent OBEs in just one night. So far, we've learned how to put the body to sleep as fast as you can and enter a subconscious focus. You start out awake and alert and end up asleep and in a subconscious focus on the lower left. But what we really want looks more like this. What you want is to hover on the awake-asleep threshold so that you slip into a subconscious focus without losing too much awareness by slipping into a deep sleep. This way, you retain full awareness in your subconscious. You may be thinking, easier said than done, because what usually happens when people try to do this is they just fall asleep and that's the end of it. The solution most books give is to hope that you somehow magically become aware within the dream spontaneously. The idea is that by telling yourself over and over while you're awake to become lucid, that eventually you'll have lucid dreams just from force of habit alone. This is possible, but it's very unreliable. It takes months of practice to get this to work, and even when you can do it, it's always a matter of luck. You never know for sure if you're going to have an OBE on any given night. Here's the secret. What if you could cheat and manufacture your own lucidity trigger so that even if you fell completely asleep, you'd still end up having an OBE? It turns out that such a secret weapon does exist. It's called a digital cooking timer. The idea is to fall asleep like normal and don't even try to stay aware. You set the timer to beep so that it wakes you up a few minutes later. By waking up and falling asleep every few minutes without moving, you formed a safety net so that you don't fall too deeply asleep, but instead enter a subconscious focus. This uses a principle from hypnosis called fractionation. Hypnotic fractionation means that when you're put into a trance and then are taken from that trance, the next time you enter trance, you'll enter it more deeply than before. That means that if you can enter even the slightest trance, then you can enter a very deep trance just by going in and out of that trance over and over. This is how you can hover on the awake-asleep threshold and ease your way into an OBE without having to use any kind of practice or skill. Remember that everything we covered earlier about the roll signal still applies. This only works when you use the timer and do not move at any point. If you wake up and fall asleep 4 or 5 times in an hour without moving, you'll start to have spontaneous paralysis, OBE vibrations, and OBEs. However, if you wake up and then fall asleep twice, shift position, and then wake up and fall asleep 3 more times, then that won't work nearly as well. So here's the big picture in a nutshell. First, you wake up and fall asleep 4 or 5 times without moving using a timer and using the sleep commands from Lucidology 101 parts 3 and 4. This will put you in sleep paralysis. Then you use movement-free reality checks, which we'll cover in part 8, to check that you've shifted into a non-physical focus. Then you use an exit method to convert paralysis into an OBE or lucid dream. We'll cover basic exit methods in Lucidology 101 Part 12 and advanced exit methods in Lucidology 102. To do this, you have a couple options for timers, including cooking timers, timer MP3s, and the Lucidology flash timer. I started out using a $10 cooking timer and it works just fine. To use one of these, memorize the buttons so you can reset it using your thumb without looking at it. Sleep with it in one hand, then move only your thumb when resetting it, and the rest of your body will stay in paralysis. Alternately, in your Lucidology Explorers kit, you get timer MP3s that contain predefined timer setups. To get these, visit lucidology.com. Finally, you can use the Lucidology Flash Timer, which also comes in your which also comes in your free Lucidology Lucid Dream Kit. The flash timer allows you to customize your timer setup and change the intervals between the beeps however you want. Your timer setup has a giant impact on how many OBEs you have. I've spent countless hours testing various timer setups, and here is the most reliable workhorse setup. It's called RAMP, and the intervals are 8 minutes, 4 minutes, 8, 12, 16, 20, 20, and then 6 minutes repeating. Here's what you can expect when you use the RAMP setup. During the middle of the 20-minute intervals, you're likely to have lucid dreams and possibly spontaneous OBEs. During the tail end 6-minute intervals, you're likely to have OBEs. Here's why. If you've ever used an alarm clock to wake up at the same time each morning, you may have found that you started waking up 5 minutes before the alarm actually started beeping. You had conditioned the subconscious to expect the beep, but it does not like to be shocked awake, so its response is to wake you up before the beep. You can use this effect to your advantage by faking the subconscious out. The initial 8-minute interval is used for relaxation. After that, the intervals start out short and then increase in length, going from 4 up to 20 minutes. By the time you get to the 20-minute interval, your subconscious is starting to expect another beep in the next 4 to 16 minutes. To avoid the shock, the subconscious goes on alert at around 4, 8, or 12 minutes. However, during the 20-minute intervals, those beeps never come. This is enough to make you become spontaneously lucid in the middle of a dream in expectation of the phantom timer beep that never happens. The phantom beep can also give you waking sleep paralysis because the body continues to sleep and doesn't care about the phantom beep. Whether you get a lucid dream or OBE from this depends on where you're focusing at the moment of the phantom beep, either in the dream or on your physical body. If you get a lucid dream, your clarity level will likely be less than most OBEs. However, lucid dreams are often a lot more fun because they often start out in some kind of strange, otherworldly area, which is usually more fun to explore than the non-physical version of your bedroom. OBEs often have much higher clarity than lucid dreams. When you use the timer method, you'll end up with plenty of each, so you can decide which you prefer. The shorter tail-end intervals usually result in OBEs rather than lucid dreams. This is because of the hypnotic fractionation effect we mentioned earlier. During the short intervals, you don't have time to slip very deeply into sleep like you do with the long intervals. This causes you to hover much more closely on the awake-asleep threshold, so that when a beep comes, you're more likely to have a physical focus that you can use for an OBE. This is the simplest way to trick your body into falling asleep and feel the paralysis wave. When the timer beeps, your body may wake up for a moment, but as long as you stay perfectly still, your body will create the paralysis wave and put itself to sleep after 5 or 10 seconds. This is also an excellent time to use the sleep triggers from Lucidology 101 Part 4 to command the body into paralysis. So here's the actual method to use to have conscious sleep paralysis for the first time or even an OBE. First, go to bed at 9 p.m. Second, get up at 4:30 a.m. Third, stay up for 45 minutes until 5:15 a.m. and avoid lights. Fourth, go back to bed and do stop, drop, and roll to start to fall asleep. At the end of stop, drop, and roll, set your timer to use a RAMP timer session. Fall asleep and let the timer wake you up and put you in an OBE. As good as this method is, it does have two drawbacks. First is your sleep cycle. The second is false awakenings. Getting up early in the morning to do OBEs is effective, but it can leave you tired the rest of the day. The solution is called inductionless OBEs. Inductionless OBEs are my favorite style of accessing the subconscious because they allow you to have OBEs without messing up your sleep cycle. This is an advanced method that we'll cover in Lucidology 102, Part 8. The second disadvantage the timer method has is actually because it's so powerful. This side effect is called a false awakening loop, in which you think that you wake up physically, but actually wake up into another OBE. You may have to wake up several times before you really do wake up again in your physical bedroom. To solve this, you basically need a way to take the red pill and figure out where you are and what's going on. This is called a reality check, and not just any reality check will do. You need to do a movement-free reality check, so you can do it without disturbing your trance. I've tested dozens of types of movement-free reality checks and boiled them down to the four most reliable ones. Be sure to watch part 8 to find out what they are. But before you do that, come pick up your free Lucidology 101 Lucid Dream and OBE Induction Explorers Kit. One of the many things you'll get in it is my report titled, How Many of the 7 Biggest OBE and Lucid Dream Mistakes Are You Making? In your kit, you'll find out exactly which of these 7 giant mistakes are holding you back and see exactly what you need to do to quickly fix those mistakes. So head over to lucidology.com and download your free OBE Induction Explorers Kit. I'll see you there.